Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I'm doing a recap on a video game movie adaptation. And you're like, huh? Probably. So we've been getting like a lot of different remakes coming out. Disney remakes, video game remakes of any kind. And this is a video game remake. So I saw the Until Dawn movie. And if you do not know what Until Dawn is, it's a video game that is like a movie. It's story based. And so it has Rami Malek, who plays Josh Washington, as and we have Hayden Panettiere, who plays Sam. We also have Megan Martin, who you know as Tess from Camp Rock, if you ever seen Camp Rock, as Jess, and other people as well. The characters are very realistic. I know that I'm also a PlayStation re-released it to have better graphic as well. So the premise of Until Dawn is, so we have two sisters called Beth and Hannah, and Beth, she has a huge, and while I mean by huge, like, very big crush on a character named Mike. And at this point, Mike is with Emily. Emily is a rich snob that you don't like. And also, like, another, like, name drop. So Matt is voiceover by Jordan Fisher. So those are the three main voice actors that are in this video game that you will recognize. Everybody else, not really, at least for me, not really. I recognized it. I've seen, I'm not a gamer, but I've seen like Let's Plays by different YouTubers, and it's story based. It's a horror movie. They do a really good job. There's different ways that people can die. A very quick time. Very good overall. Like, great video game to, if you want to play it, play it. If you just want to watch people play it, you can watch it on YouTube and see a lot of people play this game, which is what I have done. So like I said, a prank goes wrong. Hannah runs out. Her sister Beth runs out after her. Someone tries, you know, there's little quick times. They both end up dying and end up, spoiler alert, become Wendigos, and they come back a year later. So Josh has revenge on his friends. At this point, Jess is now with, Jess is now with Mike, and Emily, who's a bitch, is with Matt. And you get like their weaknesses in the game. You get their insecure, how their attitude is. And it's a butterfly effect. Pretty much whatever choices you pick will affect a choice at the end or in the story in general. So to be honest, you can have all the characters live. You could have all of the characters die. You could have half and half with, like, it. You could just, like, oh, I hate Emily, and have her die. So there's multiple ways of having them. Olive, all the IA, mix and match. And pretty much the end scene is the Wendigo. So at the end and beginning of each chapter, there's like 5 chapters, you see Dr. Hill, who ends up who is Josh's therapist, and you have conversation about that. He asks you during the game, like, what scares you most? Snakes, spiders, cockroaches, bugs, etc., etc. And what you pick ends up in the game, which is scary and creepy, which this game is, plays on your fear. So overall, I think the video game does a very good job overall with all the aspects of it. You have to be very careful and very like playing the video game. Pay attention to the clues and what's going on. And at the end of the game, again, spoiler alert, you find out like some of the stuff is from Josh playing a prank with his friends, and the other half is you learn about this little mountain town that, like, they were miners, there was an accident, they died, a lot of them, the survivors that stayed, they end up doing cannibalism, and then because of that, they became Wendigos. You also find out that the two sisters, they became Wendigos. And the more deeper they go into cannibalism because of no food, they become Wendigos, and that Hannah ended up eating Beth. So you get a lot of lore, a lot of things, learning a lot of things of what happened. And also, like, there's different tokens as well. And you look at the tokens and at the little, and it warns you. So it's really good to, like, look around. If you're someone that plays a video game and you don't look around, look around. Because that will really help you with everything. Because the totems really help. And, like, all the YouTubers that I saw play the games, that's what they did. They looked around. Yes, it makes the less play gameplay longer, but it's beneficial. You look around, you look at the totems, and the totems give you a hint of what's going to happen, how to. It helps you play the game. There's a death totem that shows you ways that you can die. There is a guidance totem, which really helps you be like, okay, you should do this, and if you do this, this will happen. And there's like a fear totem. There is a guidance totem. Like, there's different kind. That's I believe there's like 4 different totems. So death, guidance, warning, and I forget the other 2. But it's best to, like, try to connect all of them so you can look back at them and be like, okay, this was a warning, and don't do this, don't, like, it helps you along the way in general. So it is a good
you don't have to play it, but like at least watch a gameplay of it. It's really cool. Like it plays like a movie. So PlayStation did a really good job with that. I feel like another good one around that is like story based is also The Quarry. So yeah, those are like really good like movie slash game. Best if you don't want to like, if you just want to watch, which is what I do with those ones, was like just go on YouTube, just write like Until Dawn video game, because you now have to be specific because there is a movie or The Quarry, and then you will see it and you can just watch and see what that specific gamer decides to do. Okay, so now let's talk about the movie. So it has had some like controversial, by controversial meaning like people, a lot of, which happens a lot when people don't like things touched. Like, leave my thing how it is. It's perfect the way it is. Don't touch it. I don't want you to ruin it. I don't want to come out of the movie theater being like, what on earth happened? Like I said before, there has been like a Minecraft movie. There has been a Mario, like Nintendo Mario movie. Like, they're making movies out of everything now. So a lot of people are like, how's this going to work? A very like, hesitant of how it's going, if it's going to be good or bad. And then I saw a lot of people like bashing it from the trailer. So like I said, you can die multiple ways in Until Dawn. And what they decided to do in this movie to symbolize the like, oh, redo, is it's kind of like a time turner like thing, which I'm like, okay, but, and a lot of people have said like this video game Until Dawn and things like Until Dawn, it plays like a movie or anyway, but you have choices in what happens in the movie. So there's not a need for it to have a movie, which I completely agree with anyone that says that. So let's get on with the actual movie. So we have the same premise at the beginning where someone is missing. They don't know if that person is dead. They don't know if they're gonna see that person again. They don't know what's happening. And with this review, I'm also gonna describe how everything goes, like how the movie flows and everything like that. So we start off with Clover. She lost her mom. Sorry about that. She lost her mom 2 years ago. And her sister wants to like continue living her life, living, not be depressed. Again, Clover struggles with depression, and she's staying how she is. And her sister Mel is like, no, I want to go to New York. I want to go to school. I want to do this. I want to do that. And she invites Clover, and Clover's like, no, I want to stay here. So basically, Mel goes missing. She goes to this like little town called Gloria Valley. And what we learned about this city is that it's very bare. There used to be miners there, aka like the video game. And something happened, an explosion happened, and a lot of the houses got destroyed or sunk, and it's very eerie. So, like the movie, also this movie, like the video game, it's a survival horror game. Can they survive? So, in that, they go inside the inn and they see names, they look around. Clover's friends, her name is Nina. Her boyfriend Gabe is with them, and he like, there's papers all around, and he takes the papers out and he sees Clover's sister Mel as in missing. And then there's all a lot of other people. It just says missing. It doesn't say call this number. It just says missing. And they think it's interesting. They go into the book of the inn and it has people's name on it. And then the more they sign it, it becomes unlegible to the point like, oh, they did not survive, so they died. And they became Wendigos, pretty much. So we see them try to survive over and over and over again, and there is a pattern. So Gabe dies first, then Nina sees Gabe dies, and then she dies, and then Megan dies, and then Max dies, and Max is Clover's ex-boyfriend, and then Clover ends dying, and they keep doing this over and over again. Megan is like a little psychic and has these feelings like, oh, it's not great here. They're like a point, like a day, the third night, she like gets possessed by the dead people, like their voices and stuff like that, and gets possessed by them. And she tells her friend, don't go outside, and they don't listen to her and go outside. She gets Clover gets dragged out, and this is a point that like really irritated me. So they drag her out, like the spirit, or the entity drags her out, stops so she can actually get up and stuff. And then I'm like, huh, why don't you keep dragging her? And then picks her up and then brings her inside. And I'm like, no, you messed up like tempo and stuff like that. You should have kept dragging her. You should have kept dragging her and then the same thing, then picked her up, or like just continue dragging her. Like it threw me off. Not threw me off, but it was like, why would you do that? That makes no sense. So counting wise, we see them like start over, five times in total. And Abe, he mentions that, oh yeah, we died five times. And then Nina was like, no, it's been 13 in total. And she's like, I'm looking at the map, like the check-in, and we signed our names 13 times. And I'm like, why didn't we like see how they did it 13 times? Like, I think it would be more interesting to see like how they died, how they were trying to.
figure it out.
But we did notice the third try, or at least the third time we see them, is that's when they start losing their hair. And then the fifth try is when they grow extra teeth and they're becoming more Wendigo-like. Abe has some pictures and videos of them trying, and like, that's not the same. I'd rather it be live and we seeing what happened. And then they get a DVD, you know, trying to figure out, because them staying still is not helping. And they see, like, Dr. Hill, who is in the video game, Josh's therapist, and he's trying to help Josh out and be like, why are you doing this, Josh? This is not, you shouldn't be pranking your friends, etc. And like in the video game, well, like I said, the villain is Josh because he's pranking his friends, and then it's the Wendigo. In this movie, I didn't like how they made the villain Dr. Hill. He's the one that's like turning these, instead of like helping these minors that and these people that got hurt, that survived the accident, he's starving them to death, making experiments out of them and seeing if they can survive. I did not like that at all. Why are you making Dr. Hill the villain? And there's different as well things trying to attack them, and at the end all of them attack them as at once. And the first thing we see, like, trying to attack them, and this is literally how it goes, is the plaguing man. And if you watch the video game, play the Until Dawn, or see, saw the game through of it, Josh puts a bat that is dressed up as like a guy with a mask, and then a like little like worker uniform, like a someone that was in a mine uniform, which is the plaguing man, and that's the first person that attacks them. When Clover gets dragged, whatever that scene was, dragged and swung, even though she was like dragged, and then they waited 5 to 10 minutes and then slung her in. There's a witch that attacks her and she becomes like evil. Clover does a little bit, and literally then like kills her ex Max. And then after that, there's literally Wendigos. And to be honest with you, it should have only been a Wendigo. And just like in the video game, at some point you will come face to face with Hannah, the Wendigo. In this, in the movie, you as Clover, you end up going face to face with Mel, or Melanie, the Wendigo, which, a little callback right there. And Maya Mitchell, if you don't know her, she is an Australian actress. She was in the she was in Phineas and Ferb, and she was also so in Jesse and the Fosters. I know her very well from the Foster's. So she was in, to all the ones I've seen that she was in, she was in Teen Beach Movie that was on Disney Channel. She was on Phineas and Ferb. She was on Jesse. She was in the TV show The Fosters. She was on Teen Beach Movie 2 on Disney Channel. And she was in the show Good Trouble. So that's also what so I know her. She was the only actress in the movie. And she played Melanie Mel that I knew. Everybody else was new actors and actresses. So, continuing on, we see that. And then at the end, aka 9/13, because no one has lived past 9/13, you have everything attacking. You have the Plague Man, you have the witch, you have the Wendigo. Well, not the Wendigos yet, because there's a door, because everything's sunk down, you have to go through it, and you end up being in the Wendigo's place, like where they live. Just like the video game, at some point in the video game of Until Dawn, you end up in the Wendigo's quarters, like where all the Wendigos live. And how like the quick times, and like you almost get killed by the Wendigo. It happens here, but there's no quick times. It's just like they close the door right on time. So there's those, and then Dr. Hill was like, oh, I'm doing these experiments. The thing is that to survive, one of you has to die. And because Dr. Hill in this version, for some reason, instead of like being the therapist and helping them, he's evil. And the guy that is playing Dr. Hill, he's the voice of Dr. Hill in the video games, FYI. And they're like, the water there is like poisonous. If you drink it, you explode. So Clover, he's drinking Dr. Hill's drinking coffee, puts the like, because there's dripping water everywhere, and you can go through it. Like if raining there to separate from the real world in here, you're fine if you walk through it. If you digest it in any way, like if you drink it, is how you die. She puts a couple of drips in his coffee. Dr. Hill's telling her his evil plan. Da 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 da. He drinks it, and she's like, "Yeah, like you said, one of us has to die. And guess what? You're not gonna live." And then he's like, "Oh, you bitch!" And then he explodes. Because before they all drink water, because the faucet wasn't working in the first night that they were there, but it eventually works. And then they all drink it and then die in order of how they first died. And Dr. Hill died. They escape and they all live. And that's how the movie ends. The movie also hints to the video game here and there. In the fact of we're in Dr. Hill's secret bunker, which there is a secret bunker in the video game. But is that Dr. Hill's secret bunker? It's Josh's. And you see it's a like therapist file, psychologist file, and you see like one of the folders, it says Josh Washington, who is one of the characters of Until Dawn, the video game. And then at the end of the movie, you see some little clips here and there from the video game of the Washington's place. And then from there, I'm like, oh, so this was a prequel. And then I'm like, well, Dr. Hill is dead. So then I'm like, so was Dr. Hill in a video game just in Josh's imagine, like in his head, because Dr. Hill was his therapist. So I'm like, or did he, like, is he like an entity, like he like Michael Myers, he isn't really dead, he'll, you know, live again and then pop up. But I don't think they're actually connected at all, because in the video games, Dr. Hill's not a villain. He is a therapist trying to help Josh. There's even, like, clues in the video game that Josh has been skipping therapy sessions with him. And because we know, if you follow the clues in the video game, to be like, Josh has some mental illnesses. So overall, I'm gonna give this movie a 3 out of 5. It's watchable. It really gets, like, there and you're, like, entertained and, like, oh, what happens next? What happens next? I would say in the 1 hour mark, and this movie is 1 hour and 35 minutes. So, like, in the hour mark is when it gets interesting, when you're like, oh my gosh, this is exciting. The beginning, yes, it's like we get to know, like, the people, like, it's not gonna get, like, very interesting, very, like, off the bat. But I feel like it takes, like, an hour until it gets, like, very interesting. And, like, when the action actually starts, and it's like, oh, okay, this is interesting, da 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 da. Like, I feel like it takes a long time for it to get very interesting, and it's worth watching. I feel like they could have made it more like the video game and made it more interesting. I don't think they shouldn't have had Dr. Hill as the villain. They should have just had the Wendigo as the villain and have it, like, different ways to die, or have the, like, instead of having it, like, little hints of, like video game, it should have been the exact video game, but live action, and do it like that, because then it'd be more interesting and not do a whole new thing. Also, like, another thing that I've saw while watching the movie, I feel no chemistry with the whole cast. And what I mean with this is Clover, Nina, Megan, in general, are all supposed to be friends. Max is not, was her ex-boyfriend. You see, like, hints here and there, like, he still loves her and wants to protect her and wants to be there for her. You see a little glimpse in that. But overall, I don't feel like they say, like, oh, we're best friends, I'm there for you, we're sticking it together thick and thin. We get words, but actions speak louder than words. Like, their actions, they don't seem like really close friends. I don't see the chemistry, I don't see the friendship, how they interact with each other. And also, when it comes to Nina and Abe, they're dating. I don't feel like they're dating. I just feel like they're, you know, it was a arranged for them to date. Like, it didn't feel like they were dating. There was a couple, I would say like max five maybe, that it was like, oh, here's like a couple thing, but it felt forced. Like every interaction with all the characters, it felt forced. It didn't feel natural. They didn't feel like they were friends. It didn't feel like the people that were supposed to be exes were like exes, or exes that are now friends or dating. Like, there was no chemistry at all. I don't get scared easily, so I didn't, there were some jump scares, but they weren't scary enough for me. Also, I think, like I was saying before, if they would have just took the Untold Dawn video game and made it a movie, it is a movie technically already, but if they just took one of them, the video game, and made it a movie, I think it would have been better. Or also, like, have it in a way of, it's, I don't know if you're there with the technology yet, we might be, but like, you're watching it like at home or in the theaters, and you have a timer, and you can say, and it'll give you option A, option B, option C, option D, and the actors and actresses already did all those out, and you as a whole in the theater or at home pick out how it ends, instead of it being like 13 nights. They die over and over again, and you have 13 nights, and if you don't pass the 13th night, you'll die and become one of those. I think that would have been more better in general. So overall, I feel like if you want to see this movie, by the way, now that I'm seeing it, like, it's not longer in theaters. I saw it on Prime. I think it ain't like, so it's on Prime, it's on Apple TV, and you have to rent it for like $19.99, around that price. I'm making sure I give you the correct price for that. Give me 1 second, friends. Yeah, it's like $19.95 around. Between $19.99 and $22.53 to rent this movie. For right now there isn't any free version. If there is a free version, I would do that. Don't waste your money on it, because it's not, in my opinion, worth spending your money on it. I think overall, like, there are better, like, video games to movies, movies out there that you should check out on. But like, if you want to, like, you know, have something in the background, or like, you're bored, you have something to watch, and you want to get into like the spooks, watch that. But I think what would be better is just like, go on YouTube, if you want to see a movie gameplay, write Until Dawn, the video game, watch a YouTuber play it. It'll be more fun, entertainment, and you'll like it better that way than watching the movie. So overall, this is not a much watch. Again, it's better to just watch someone play it and watch their 3 to 7 hour, depending how they play it, let's play, or 3 to 8 hours gameplay of this, of the video game. And I hope they're not making a sequel of this movie, because it looked like they probably are going to make a sequel, and if they are, it looks like it's going to be based on the video game. And if it's on the video game, I hope they do it how, like I suggest before, do the exact thing of the movie, of the video game, and then have audience like interact and be like, oh yeah, we pick go left, we're picking go right, we're gonna save Emily, we're not gonna save Emily, like, and stuff like that. I think overall that's how it'll be better if we have that technology. If we don't, then never mind, then they should just leave it alone, that's it. Because having Dr. Hill the villain makes no sense at all. It takes away from the story and how they're trying to connect it to the original. It doesn't make any sense. So overall, guys, have a great rest of your... Yeah, sorry. Overall, guys, like, if you want to see Until Dawn, I would just, like I said, go on YouTube and watch someone do a game through of the video game. So I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great rest of your night. Bye.